So it's Samara here. I'm hanging out in the artist bar with tonight's conductor, Vladimir Yurovsky. Maestro Vladimir, I know the Proms is it's the biggest classical music festival in the world. It's a huge thing. But how does as a conductor, as a performer, how does the experience of going out on that stage at the Royal Albert Hall to perform, how does it differ from other concert experiences?
Well, the experience of performing at the Proms is absolutely unique. There is nothing like the Proms in the world. The audience of the Proms is probably the most knowledgeable, the most attentive, the quietest, and also the loudest audience in the world.
At the right times, I hope.
Yes, whenever appropriate. And it's just an incredible feast of music, a celebration of music of all kinds. And the program like we are doing tonight, I don't think we could have done it anywhere else but the Proms.
And what do you think about this? We've had a few concerts this year where there have been two intervals rather than just the traditional one. What do you think of that? Is it a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, I think it's just going back to what the tradition used to be before, because we know that in the 19th century the concerts lasted sometimes much longer than the usual 1.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And in a way, I think it is a very healthy development to go back to this longer concerts, because everything in our life has become so incredibly quick, and so we are in a permanent rush. We are rushing,
especially in London.
Everywhere, but obviously in all big cities, it's especially a big problem. And the opportunity of spending more than an hour or two in the company of other people listening to music, I can't imagine a better time spent.
Well, I really like it because I've got a short attention span, so I appreciate feeling able to concentrate on the music. But it could be the thirds of the concert are slightly shorter than a half of a normal concert, and I really appreciate being able to give the music my full attention for the whole time that I'm listening to it. Like having two breaks rather than one, I think makes a real difference to that. So I'm quite a fan, I have to say.
But it also gives, obviously, us performers an opportunity of presenting the audiences with much bigger and more varied amounts of different music in one concert.
And I know you've just been talking with Sarah Morpich and Tamara Stefanovic, one of tonight's pianists, about the Zimmermann piece, which now I've heard you speaking about it, sounds I'm much more interested in it than I was before. So I'm quite looking forward to tonight.
Good.
Thank you very, very much for spending a few minutes talking to me.
You're very welcome.